producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
No, nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is that we're winning. You know, and I've said it since day one. You know, I'm an African-American quarterback that may scare a lot of people because they haven't seen nothing that they can compare me to.
Some controversial comments from Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton as his team prepares to take on the Denver Broncos next weekend in the annual Super Bowl contest. The run-up to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50, is number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our TRCS, the countdown for the week ending Friday, the 29th of January, do you believe it? We have been through the first month of the year 2016. Lots of things to review in the top 10 talk topic department. The research done for us on the program by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. Lots of things to do with the talk radio and talk television industry as we monitor talk radio programs and stations and hosts from coast to coast on the Talk Radio Review. Counting down from number 10 to number 1 is what we do. Super Bowl 50 is at number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, although the conversation about that virus, the Zika virus this past week, earlier in the week on my Good Day program, I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about what we need to know regarding this virus, how concerned we ought to be.
The usually staid World Health Organization is stirring the pot, and that's why the media is all worked up.
The media is all worked up because they want to scare everybody, no matter what the World Health Organization is. It's a great chance to scare everybody.
The Zika virus is now spreading explosively around the Americas, according to the director of the World Health Organization. In a recent press conference, Doug, the CDC has added two more distinctions, the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Dominican Republic. These are places that pregnant women may want to avoid due to potential infection with the Zika virus. Since last May, 23 countries and territories in the Americas have reported cases of mosquito-borne Zika, which is linked to a brain disorder called microcephaly. Babies with the condition have abnormally small heads, resulting in developmental issues and, in some cases, death. Do you want me to list all the 21 countries also that have been listed? Or?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it is, I think what we need to get to is what impact can it have? One of the things that is troubling to me is as we recognize who comes into this country illegally and where they come from, how you police this because...
The good thing is that you can't get this from another person. It's not contagious.
No, you got to have a mosquito bite.
You have to have a mosquito bite. It's not yet
but
clear
if the mosquito
whether
is clean,
transmitted.
What I heard somebody say yesterday, if the mosquito, let's say another kind of mosquito bites you and gets, if you have the Zika virus and a mosquito that doesn't have it bites you, then that mosquito will have the virus and bite somebody else and that person gets it.
Well, that is possible.
Stretch.
It's not the common way, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do we really need to take away from this? I mean, how many people in America are really going to be in danger, really?
Well, if you're traveling to one of these 23 or so countries and you're pregnant or want to get pregnant, it's very serious.
If you get stung by a mosquito.
Well, you go to Brazil, it's a big deal there.
Yeah.
The problem is it's so new, and fortunately there's now some momentum to get a vaccine and to get some specific treatment, and that's where I think it is right now.
Number 8.
Number 8 item this week as we review what's going on in the world of news talk radio. The winter storm, the aftermath of Jonas and the cleanup from, it started down the Carolinas through the Virginias into Washington, Philadelphia, and New York. Here are our hosts John Zach and Susan Rose talking to Washington reporter Rich Johnson about the slow recovery there in Washington after the blizzard.
It's the calm after the storm now,
yeah,
right, Rich?
It is. Very calm because the federal government's closed, all the county governments, and a lot of private businesses who take their cues from the federal government have decided not to open. Plus, you couldn't go anywhere anyway because the transit system is still mostly closed.
Yeah, I mean, should it be at this point, Rich? Or, you know, I mean, New York is kind of getting back on its feet. Was Washington that much a harder hit?
It really was. This was almost 3 feet of snow in just about every area around here. And as prepared as they tried to be, it's still not the same as New York City. There's just not as much material to clear. They're working hard, but it's still tough going out there.
Well, I don't know if there's a window in the room you're talking to us from right now, Rich, but if there was, what would it look like out there?
Once the sun comes up, it is gorgeous. Yesterday it was sunshine, blue skies, and about 25 degrees, and it looks like the same as the sun is just starting to peak over the hills today. Roads, the major roads are down to pavement, but everything in the neighborhoods is whatever people in the neighborhoods have been able to shovel out themselves. The plows are not going to those roads yet.
So airports are still then probably a big mess there.
Yeah, they have been plowing and plowing. A few planes have gotten out of the three major airports here, but they took all the planes away before the storm hit, so they've got to get a lot of arrivals before they can have a decent amount of departures.
Rich, the loss of life we've been hearing about, any in the Washington region?
A couple here and there. The tragically, the usual suspects, that being a couple of heart attacks by people shoveling snow.
All right, so let me go back to number 9, the Zika virus, for a moment here on the countdown. What you really need to know about this is trending at DougStephan.com this weekend. You can check it out there. A couple of comments that have come in already. You can always follow us, a couple of different ways of being in touch. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Matt writes, it's funny how no one is mentioning the genetically engineered mosquitoes that were released by Oxitec in Brazil. Coincidence or not? I think not. Kathy writes, too bad Big Pharma can't make a buck off of curing this, or they'd be right on it. Well, they actually are. And they will make a big, more than a little, they'll make a lot on this. All right, so we've gotten through from number 10 to number 8. Number 7 up next here on this week's Countdown.
A new year often means new goals and dreams. While many people tend to focus on fitness or career goals, there's one area that could use more attention: personal finances. In fact, research shows that over half of Americans feel that their financial planning could use some improvement. Rebecca Barsh with Northwestern Mutual has more.
Like any relationship, creating a fulfilling financial life requires attention, consistency, and communication. If you have a financial plan, don't neglect it. Make a quarterly date to review your plan to make sure it aligns with changing priorities and your resources.
Any other good tips?
Candid conversations with loved ones about important topics like lifestyle goals, retirement, and long-term care are essential to a sound financial strategy. Also, consider reducing your debt and seeking professional guidance to learn about available options to make the most of your money.
For more tips on financial planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let the kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Between 2008 and 2013, over 15% of reproductive-aged women in the U.S. filled a prescription for an antidepressant medication each year. That's why the March of Dimes is working with the CDC to raise awareness about the potential for birth defects from antidepressants and what women can do to protect their health and the health of their baby. Dr. Siobhan Dolan serves as a medical advisor to the March of Dimes.
Women experiencing depression and anxiety need treatment. We don't advocate anyone going off their medication, as this can have serious consequences. But the fact that antidepressants are used by such a large number of reproductive age women is a concern. We urge all women, especially those who are pregnant or are planning a pregnancy, to speak to their doctors about all their medications. Sometimes it's possible to switch to a different medication with a lower risk to babies or to another type of treatment, such as counseling.
To learn more, visit cdc.gov/treatingfortwo.
Number 7.
Here we have a focus on that Planned Parenthood video twist, if you will, from this week. The situation described here by radio host Dave Ross. Here he has former Washington Attorney General Rob McKenna. Let's put those words together. Washington Attorney General Rob McKenna, about what exactly happened in this case, sort of the flip, the turnaround in Houston earlier in the week.
The political scandal of the summer was about those videos, supposedly showing officials of Planned Parenthood bargaining for body parts. The videos were filmed undercover by a couple of citizen journalists who opposed abortion, and a number of Republicans, including most of the presidential candidates, took up the cause to the point of threatening to shut down the government yet again unless Planned Parenthood was defunded. And several states, including Texas, launched investigations. None of those investigations went anywhere except for the one in Houston, where this week a grand jury stunned everyone by indicting not Planned Parenthood, but the two citizen journalists. The old saying goes that a prosecutor can get a jury to indict a ham sandwich, but apparently they can also go off on their own, at least the grand jury can, and indict the people who made the sandwich or a completely different sandwich?
Well, in Texas, grand juries are used to decide whether there's probable cause to bring criminal charges against a potential defendant. So it's not the same standard as the ultimate jury will apply, which is beyond a reasonable doubt, but probable cause is still a hurdle you have to overcome. In the course of this investigation, the Republican district attorney in Harris County was presented with evidence that the two individuals who went undercover used fake California driver's licenses to get into the Planned Parenthood offices, and also had sent an email offering $1,600 for fetal tissue, which violates the Texas law. As the district attorney said, you take the evidence as it comes to you, and sometimes it leads you in unexpected directions.
The journalists themselves claim that they're following the laws, first of all, but they're also using the same approach that other mainstream undercover journalists have used. I think they pointed to Upton Sinclair and some of the muckrakers who would go undercover to expose the abuses of meatpacking plants and things like that. Do they have a point there or not?
I think they do, at one level, at a sort of a high level, that they're following a tradition of investigative of journalism. They ran afoul of Texas, the proclivity in Texas to criminalize everything. So it will astound everyone who listens to this to find out that in Texas, presenting a fake driver's license is a felony, or can be charged as a felony. There must be a lot of 18-year-olds with fake IDs in Houston quaking in their boots right now. So it seems like overkill, to say the least, to try to bring felony charges, which carry penalties of up to 20 years in prison, against people who made up California driver's licenses. The other potential violation is a misdemeanor, and that's the one involving the email offering $1,600 for fetal tissue, because buying and selling fetal tissue in Texas is apparently a misdemeanor.
So does this sound to you then like grand jury overreach? Because, I mean, whatever you think about these undercover journalists, it does seem like 20 years in prison for a phony driver's license is a bit much.
It does, and it does seem like overreach, but what could be happening here as well is that the grand jury is simply applying the law as to the facts that are being presented to them. And if the law says that it can be a felony to present a fake ID, they're saying, well, there's strong evidence they did present fake IDs. In fact, the journalists haven't denied that they used fake IDs. So they may feel like they have no choice but to come back with those recommendations because of the way the law applies to the facts at hand.
I love that term, citizen journalists. What a bunch of baloney. and salami and cheese. Apparently they were found out. Okay, so that takes care of number 7. So number 6 up next. Stand by for that here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, that standoff in Oregon with the militia, the conversation, and what really went on versus, well, at least the video is available now. You can check that out at DougStephan.com as well. Here from a conversation I had this week with This talk host, Chris Ann Hall. She's going around the country doing lectures on the Constitution. So here we discuss the concerns raised by events in Bern, Oregon, where the whole discussion of what the Constitution has or doesn't have in it takes place.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting truth when you get there, because it's Burns is a small rural community. You see just people going about their business. There's absolutely no indication in Burns whatsoever that anything is going on. People are going about their lives. There's no mass crowds, no disruptions in Burns. I found the governor's message to Loretta Lynch very disingenuous and I think inflammatory, because what she claims is happening in Burns and Harney County was simply not happening. And the only show of force in Burns whatsoever was the FBI. The only source of fear in Burns was the FBI. The FBI had the county courthouse completely barricaded off with fences and concrete burns and armed men all over the place. And the protesters were not even in Burns. They had never even made any statements about Burns. They're at the refuge, which is about 30 minutes away from Burns.
So this was a typical FBI overreaction, overcooking it, using the authority that they have and all the weapons of war that they have to go after people, even though, admittedly, this was not the right way to do this. I ask openly, if these sorts of things are not right, what is? What gets people's attention? People like you going around and teaching these classes is one way of getting the word out, but what else can be done by people who are, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, Chris Ann, and I'm fed up with trying to use government lands that tell you they can't use it because we got to save a bird or a turtle or something. Meanwhile, we don't have we're getting to a point where we don't have enough land to grow our own food, never mind be the breadbasket into the world. So what else?
Well, not only that, the government's trying to tell you they know how to manage the land, and every farmer and rancher knows they're actually destroying the lands. They're not even managing them. And I think what we need to do is we need to get this education, and that's why I went to Burns, to educate them on the fact that the federal government has absolutely no constitutional authority to own or even manage this land. If anything, and we need to sort of turn the narrative around here, if anything, the federal government is occupying this land by force. We know they're occupying this land by force by what happened at the refuge, because the people who we were told this was public land, the people peacefully occupy the land, and the government comes in with force to remove them, and they have no authority to be there to begin with.
We have a real disconnect in our country between those who are in authority and those who just want to use what they, as you suggested here, and I agree with you, constitutionally are entitled to do. Maybe, again, barricading themselves in wasn't the right way to do it, but they certainly made a statement. So I want people to go to your website if they feel the message is important. Perhaps you want to invite Chris Ann to come speak to you in a group. Chris Ann, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E. ChrisAnnHall.com is the way to be in touch with Chris Ann. If you'd like to pursue the video of the shooting death of the Oregon protester, we have that for you as well in the trending box at DougStephan.com. People were surprised that the FBI was going to release this, and they did late Thursday, early Friday morning. 28 minutes past the hour on the Talk Radio Review for this.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's review where we are halfway through this week's review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Work ourselves back to number 10, the run-up to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 50. That's at number 10. Number 9, the discussion in the world of medical news of the Zika virus. Aftermath of the winter storm is number 8. The videos from Planned Parenthood, number 7, or at least that situation in Texas where things sort of get turned around there. And the Oregon militia standoff comes in at number 6.
Number 5.
All right, so moving into the number 5 position this week, a conversation about what's going on in the battle against Daesh in the Middle East. Host Jack Harris and Ted Webb talking to correspondent John Decker about what our strategy in this battle is at the moment.
What are we doing to combat ISIS? What is our strategy?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, that's a question that members of Congress ask the president's top military advisors all the time, because there doesn't seem to be a strategy for dealing with ISIS, which now controls large swaths of land in both Iraq and Syria. We're now getting word the president's top military advisor, General Joseph Dunford, he's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he has begun to talk openly about stepped-up U.S. military action against ISIS in Libya. And the reason being is because ISIS has expanded its operations in Libya. They're moving beyond Syria, moving beyond Iraq, and they've established and planted a flag in Libya as a place in which to launch operations.
Are they talking about boots on the ground here, the Joint Chiefs?
They are talking about the possibility of boots on the ground, and that's obviously, you know, one of the jobs of the Pentagon is to prepare for any scenario, including the possibility of boots on the ground. Whether that happens or not, it's another question entirely. General Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he also hopes to develop recommendations in the next several weeks that would offer options for U.S. military action in conjunction with allies such as France, Italy, and Britain. This is all focusing on Libya. And then in addition to that, General Dunford's working on recommendations for additional U.S. and coalition troops to help the Iraqis retake the city of Mosul in the coming weeks and months. So there are some the plans that are in the works in terms of taking on ISIS. You know, I think that some are questioning the idea of why would General Dunford, you know, essentially telegraph what the U.S. may do in these parts of the world in terms of taking on ISIS. But be that as it may, General Dunford told reporters this information while traveling in Europe. He's doing some tours of some of the world capitals that are allies of the U.S. And this is something that General Dunford says is necessary to take on ISIS and defeat them.
Number four, as we keep our way clear, looking to number one, the immigration refugee policies being discussed. This is almost a continuum every week. There's one angle or another on this. Here, our host Charlie Parker and Jim Forsythe talking about the reason that tens of thousands of Cubans have been entering the United States, and they're coming here illegally.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 Cubans have entered the U.S. illegally over short period of time.
Yeah, Charlie, and that number is expected to increase. There's a real exodus from Cuba right now, and the reason for it is the normalization of relations between Washington and Havana, which we saw between the Castro brothers, not those Castro brothers, but Fidel and Raul in Havana and the Obama administration. Ever since 1962, when the U.S. broke off relations with Cuba, it has been understood in immigration circles that if Cubans can get to the United States, they will receive legal status and eventually will become naturalized citizens. It's called the wet foot, dry foot policy, because for many, many years, as you know, the main reason for Cubans to get to the United States was to float out on the Caribbean in these leaky rafts and try to make it to Florida. And if they made it to Florida, they'd hit the jackpot and they could become U.S. citizens. Now enter the Mexican drug cartels. Like we've talked before, their drug business is shrinking. They're trying to branch out into new areas. And there is nothing more lucrative and nothing with more of growth potential in this world today than human smuggling. So they actually get the word out to the Cubans that if they can get to Central America, generally they fly from Havana to Costa Rica or to El Salvador. You can't fly from, legally at least anyway, from Cuba to the United States yet. Then the Mexican drug cartels will do for them the same thing they do with other people coming from Central America. They will help them get to the United States. And as you mentioned, we've had 67,000 Cubans make that perilous journey over the last couple of years. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And Congressman Henry Cuellar, whose district represents the area when many of these Cubans are entering the United States, saying it really is an unfair situation because Cubans are not sent to, for example, the Dilley and Carn City, like refugees from Central America have to spend time in those processing centers. They automatically receive legal U.S. residency status after 1 year. And after 3 years, they generally become naturalized U.S. citizens. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they can run for president like Ted Cruz, but they get all of the benefits of citizenship, including the right to vote. And Congressman Cuellar and others are beginning to ask whether or not this policy makes any sense. For years and years and years, it was automatically assumed that Cubans were fleeing repression back home. That is why they automatically were granted asylum, the same sort of asylum that is not granted, for example, to people coming here who are refugees from the war in Syria or people who are coming here from the horrible conditions that exist right now in places like Guatemala and Honduras.
Number three item is the discussion about a possible Oscar boycott. Here are our hosts Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to Patrick McDonald, who's the film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. They discuss what the Academy is doing to have diversity. And the important word here would be try.
A lot's being made out of the Oscar controversy.
Yes.
Everybody's talked about this for the last couple of weeks. But we wanted to talk something about Oscars with you, and that is that they're talking about possibly extending some categories, making a few new categories in the Academy Awards.
Yes, this is one way they can add that diversity. And I think I wanted to start with this one, Bill, because I'm sure you're going to be interested in it. Best comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they should have a best comedy category?
Nope.
No way.
You don't?
Because I think it should be part of what they call best picture, best motion picture. Comedies rarely win. They're few and far between winning for best. But I just think a movie really has to be good to reach that higher echelon, and I would love to see him keep it the way it is.
Okay, that's interesting, a traditionalist. The last pure comedy, I think, to have won.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Is it Annie Hall?
Yes, sir, 77. But I also brought up some, you can argue that maybe American Beauty was a comedy.
Oh. That was not a comedy.
It was a dark comedy. It was very dark.
It was a great movie.
How about Shakespeare in Love? That was kind of amazing.
Yeah, I guess you could call that a comedy, right? Mm-hmm. That's with Joseph Fiennes, the guy we've been talking about for the past few days, sent to portray Michael Jackson.
Which I cannot wait to see this movie now.
Yes.
Is this a big screen or a television movie?
I think it's TV.
I think it's made for British television, I think.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now that's one of the ones they're looking at. Have a separate. Not just best picture, best motion picture, but best comedy. That's
correct.
One idea. What are the other?
Ensemble, the whole cast. Now, they do that in the SAG Awards. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, this would be a way to expand, you know, a perfect Straight Outta Compton would have been perfect for best.
That's an
ensemble.
Interesting idea.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Best stunt.
That's tough. So best individual stunt
they
or
have
film
best
that
has best funny so, stunt, don't they?
Yeah, they do have best gamper.
So they should have stunt.
I guess. I'm not sure. The Hal Needham Award.
Yes.
That was the stuntman for all the Burt Reynolds movies.
Here's
forever.
Something interesting. Best opening credits. You know.
No.
Star Wars would win that.
You're not
time.
Making these up?
I'm not.
Is that real?
Like, what would be nominated, for instance?
James Bond James movies.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're moving our way up the ladder to number one. Number two will come around the bend next year on the countdown.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A new year often means new goals and dreams. While many people tend to focus on fitness or career goals, there's one area that could use more attention: personal finances. In fact, research shows that over half of Americans feel that their financial planning could use some improvement. Rebecca Barsh with Northwestern Mutual has more.
Like any relationship, creating a fulfilling financial life requires attention, consistency, and communication. If you have a financial plan, don't neglect it. Make a quarterly date to review your plan to make sure it aligns with changing priorities and your resources.
Any other good tips?
Candid conversations with loved ones about important topics like lifestyle goals, retirement, and long-term care are essential to a sound financial strategy. Also, consider reducing your debt and seeking professional guidance to learn about available options to make the most of your money.
For more tips on financial planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Between 2008 and 2013, over 15% of reproductive-aged women in the U.S. filled a prescription for an antidepressant medication each year. That's why the March of Dimes is working with the CDC to raise awareness about the potential for birth defects from antidepressants and what women can do to protect their health and the health of their baby. Dr. Siobhan Dolan serves as a medical advisor to the March of Dimes.
Women experiencing depression and anxiety need treatment.
We don't advocate anyone going off their medication, as this can have serious consequences. But the fact that antidepressants are used by such a large number of reproductive age women is a concern. We urge all women, especially those who are pregnant or are planning a pregnancy, to speak to their doctors about all their medications. Sometimes it's possible to switch to a different medication with a lower risk to babies or to another type of treatment, such as counseling.
To learn more, visit cdc.gov/treatingfortwo.
Number two.
Number two item this week on the Talk Radio Review, what you're paying for gasoline at the pump and what the oil companies are paying when they buy oil, crude oil. Here's host Matt Patrick with Texas Comptroller General Glenn Hagar. They discuss how the sinking price of oil is impacting the state of Texas.
We were very excited about the oil prices and how we were making tons of money. And now we see that the oil prices are crashing. So what does this mean with the money we have left over to take care of transportation or other things in the state of Texas we were looking forward to? How much of that is going to be eliminated?
If you look at the state economy, a lot of people, especially at the end of 2014, kind of kept saying Texas is going down the drain. We're going into a recession because the oil prices began to go down in the fall of 2014. But really, Texas is not quite that 1980s. It's really more closer to the 1990s. We had low oil prices in the 1990s, yet Texas outgrew the U.S. economy 8 out of 10 years. As we see today, we started about 3 years ago using part of what's called our Economic Stabilization Fund, or better known as our Rainy Day Fund.
It's Rainy Day.
Savings
right.
account, which really money went in there because of oil and gas severance taxes. And because we had so much money going in the severance tax into this Rainy Day Fund, the legislature decided, well, how about we put some of that over into roads? But at the time, they knew that oil prices go up and oil prices go down.
Right. Let's talk about, again, the fact that with the prices of gas going down and the money that would have been used to improve transportation in the state of Texas, what are in particular, for just the average listener, is there things in particular they may have been looking forward to that may not take place right away, and things that definitely will regardless?
That's a great question. I'd say, first off, if you're one of those individuals that work in the oil and gas industry and you still have your job, or one of those companies that are still trying to hang on, it's very serious to you. So I'd say that's who it's mostly serious to. Now, if you switch transportation, because the state, we're such a big state, 12th largest economy in the world with 27 million people, really having $600 million left to spend in transportation because of lower oil prices, you're really not even going to notice it, in other words.
Right.
But in the long run, you really won't see it. Now, will there be a few road projects that get delayed? Yes. Now, will you notice that in a 12th largest economy in the world? You really don't. Now, it does have an impact, but the reality is Texas has been a great place to call home. It'll continue to be a great place to call home and do business, even at lower oil prices.
All right, let's have a countdown extra here. After the notorious video of that fellow getting shot by Chicago police 16 times went viral, investigators have been making their way through other videos. In doing so, they discovered that three of the dash cams pointed at that fellow that day did not record anything. The others had no audio. There was no video. And now an audit reveals many of the dashboard cameras have been deliberately sabotaged by the police officers. Last month, the office found that 80% of their dash cameras don't operate, 12% don't record any video or audio. They've blamed the failure on operator error, or in some cases, intentional destruction. Here's Chicago reporter Mariana Hearn on the mayor's plan to deal with crime in general in Chicago, and he doesn't say anything about this dash cam problem.
Chicago crime is up this January compared to last January at an alarming rate. During an 11-hour time span this past Monday, there were 16 people shot, five of them homicides. Shootings are worse. They've increased 171%.
I believe that the increase in the shootings, the increase in the gun violence, the onus of that is on the gangs,
and the illegal flow of guns into the hands of criminals.
The mayor does not believe that Chicago police are laying back after the scrutiny from the Laquan McDonald shooting.
The people responsible are not the police officers. I put the onus of responsibility on the gangbangers who are pulling the triggers.
If you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about.
This is The Countdown.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item this week, no surprise, continuing focus on the presidential race as the Iowa caucuses are next week. Here are our hosts Wayne Cabot and Linda Lopez talking to political analyst Chelsea Katz about some of the things Donald Trump posted on Twitter before the GOP debate this week, which, by the way, he skipped.
Donald Trump's representative says he's busy getting ready to host a fundraiser for veterans in Iowa tonight, while the other Republican presidential candidates get ready for a debate on Fox News.
But Trump hasn't been too busy to retweet seductive pictures of Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly from a photo shoot for GQ magazine 6 years ago. The caption, "The bimbo that's asking presidential questions."
So, Les, how do you suspect Trump's words and actions are playing with the people of that caucus state right now?
It's interesting. There's kind of a split opinion about whether this will go over as a brilliant tactical move or a, you know, totally unforced error, foolish mistake that will alienate people in Iowa and make them question whether he's taking their votes for granted.
What about women? How do you think they're reacting to this? If you can put women in one general category.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, Iowa is you know, much like New Hampshire. I mean, Iowans take their job as being the earliest voting state very, very seriously. And I think that a lot of the stuff that the people you know, in other states get wound up about, Iowans are pretty cool about. But this is something really unusual. I mean, the idea of Donald Trump essentially saying, "I'm taking my football and I'm going home because I have an issue with Megyn Kelly," that goes back to obviously some very hard questions she asked him in an earlier debate. Not that they were unfair questions, they were hard, but he has since then been of the opinion that she has treated him unfairly, that she is not able to do her job in an impartial way, and He wants nothing to do with it. So whether, whether that makes him look like a strong leader that doesn't need to play by other people's rules, or it makes him look petulant.
Interesting that Trump spoke with the fellow who runs Fox News, Roger Ailes, and he told Ailes he'd appear at the debate if Fox donated $5 million to that charity which he started to help military veterans. Obviously, they didn't do that. So he had his own event. Here from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, talk host Alan Ludell has a political analyst Linda Feldman on his program. They discuss the possibility that Michael Bloomberg will get into the presidential race.
Michael Bloomberg seeing that he has an opening and may revisit a potential White House run.
Exactly. So supposedly, according to the New York Times' sources, he's going to let us know by early March, which means we get Super Tuesday on March 1st, and we see where the dust settles with that. If it's looking like Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee, I predict he does not get in. But if Bernie Sanders is stronger than we think he'll be, and it's looking like it'll either be Trump or Cruz on the Republican side, then Bloomberg may indeed get in.
Well, play devil's advocate with that. I mean, if it were Sanders and if Trump were the Republican nominee, it'd be like Sanders against two billionaires.
Right. No, and I mean, Sanders is already riffing on that, the billionaires and the millionaires. So, you know, the question for Bloomberg is, what I know about Bloomberg is that he doesn't want to run for president if he can't win. So he needs to see a path to victory. And I think what would happen if he ran would be that would take away votes from the Democrats, because I can't see Republicans getting behind him. He's so liberal on social issues, and they're in some ways most serious about his banning of the big gulp sodas in New York.
Yeah, well, you're kind of big government there and telling you what to do. So I get back to you. I mean, Republicans for so long were worried that Trump might run as an outside candidate. Right now, it looks like Trump can just get the Republican nomination and be done with it. Of course, things can change. But now, don't the Democrats have a worry with Bloomberg?
They do have a big worry. I mean, if Bloomberg were to get in, I think you see a lot of people who are worried about Hillary, which Bloomberg himself is, that she's really struggled with, with her past, this issue of the server and the emails has just been terrible. You had Michael Mukasey, the former attorney general under Bush, saying that she could be indicted. He wrote this in a column in the Wall Street Journal last week. I think you have to take that seriously. So Democrats are nervous. They're nervous about Hillary, and they're nervous about Bloomberg, you know, toying with the idea of getting in.
Let's go to DougStephan.com. Check out the poll. If you look there, you see the top 10 topics listed. We do that every weekend. You can tell us which one of these is most important to you. Presidential race comes in at number 1. Oil prices, number 2. Boycotts for the Oscars at 3. The immigration refugee situation and Cuba, number 4. The battle against Daesh is number 5. All of them listed there. Tell us which one is most important to you. This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Stephan.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.